For WNPR, I'm Diane Orson. The New Haven Jazz Festival kicks off this evening with an event honoring Connecticut musician-composer Jeff Fuller. Fuller is a versatile and eclectic bassist who performed for over 15 years with jazz great Lou Donaldson, for 6 years with Cuban jazz artist Paquito de Rivera, and during his career with the likes of Dizzy Gillespie, Jerry Mulligan, and Randy Brecker. He's also an educator who's taught jazz for nearly 2 decades at an arts magnet school in New Haven. Fuller is currently preparing to release a CD with the Brazilian group Sambaleza. I spoke with Jeff Fuller earlier this week.
Vou te contar, os olhos já não podem ver.
Talk to me about the role of the bass in ensembles that you play with.
The role of the bass is both rhythmic and harmonic, but it's also melodic. Any music, the bass player has a lot of potential to carry and affect the overall sound of the group. In a way, it's like being the catcher on a baseball team. You call the pitches, you see the entire field, you pace the game in a way.
How did you get into jazz?
Well, I grew up in a educational system in Connecticut where the music program was good to begin with. When I went to college and studied music, and especially when I studied composition, I realized that the moods, the shades of meanings, the forms are capable of being highly expressive. I was drawn to both the structure of jazz and also the freedom of the improvisation.
At the Educational Center for the Arts for almost 20 years. Talk with me a little about that.
The Educational Center for the Arts was founded on the principle that students in the 5 disciplines, visual, creative writing, theater, dance, and music, would study with actively practicing professionals in their trades. And that has been carried through. And it's an opportunity to work with students who really want to be there. In my jazz ensemble last spring, I counted 7 regional or all-state jazz performers. That's an amazing number for a small group.
What has teaching given you?
Teaching has given me the opportunity to share my passion for the music that I love. I've actually gotten more into teaching the more I've done it. I realize how important it is for those of us who are in the trade, in the business of music, in the business of playing jazz, writing jazz, or any kind of music, to share with the younger generation so that the music continues to live.